It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. What do you do if you go to somebody's house or somebody's apartment and that person doesn't have a doorbell? What do you do if you want them to know you're there? Do you knock? Sure. You knock before you go in. That's what this says. Please knock. I thought I'd put this outside in my front porch because I don't have a bell out there. Please knock. But before that, we can play a game with it. When I show you this, would you just knock either on your chair or on the floor? You know, just go like this. Ready? Good. Okay, now I'm going to write something on the back. That says, don't. Don't knock. All right? And when you see that, don't knock. But when you see this side, please knock. Okay, we'll play that for a minute. Ready? Good. Okay, ready for the next one? Don't knock. Good. All right? Which one do you think I'll show you this time? Don't knock again. So don't knock. One more. Good. Okay. Let's take this to the porch and put it up beside the door, all right? Please knock. Please knock. Please knock. Please knock. I think over here will be fine. Please knock. And anybody who walks up on the porch will know. Please knock. Please knock. Please knock. I'll show you the sign at the back door. Yeah, it says, please ring, because there is a bell there. Will you come out? Okay. Here it is. See the sign? Please ring. It's because we have a doorbell. Could you make that sound? With your mouth and your tongue. Okay. Please ring. And when people knock and people ring, it usually means somebody's coming. And this book is called Who's Coming to Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood? Who's Coming to Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood? I'd like to see if you know who these people are. These are people who sometimes come to visit me. There's the first one. Chef Brockett. That's it. There's his name. Chef Brockett. Now let's see who else. Who else is in the book? There. Speedy Delivery. Mm-hmm. Mr. McFeely. He goes to a lot of people's houses and knocks and rings, doesn't he? Here's a lady. You know what lady she is? Lady Aberlin. Mm-hmm. Who's next? Who's coming to Mr. Rogers' neighborhood next? That's Handyman Negri, isn't it? There's his name. See if there's another one. I like this book. We should add people to this all the time. Here. That's an officer who sings very well. There's his name. Officer Clemens.
Must be someone at the front door.
Let's see. Come along. Okay, coming. Thought maybe it was you. I don't see anybody. A knock and nobody there. Well, maybe it was somebody who'll come back. Now there's a ring. A ring. There's somebody at the back door now. Why, that's Mrs. Saunders. Hi, Mrs. Saunders.
Oh, Mr. Rogers.
Come in.
Thank you.
Gee, I'm glad to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
Were you at the front door just a little bit ago?
Yes, I was.
Oh, and when I didn't come, you went to the back door.
That's right.
Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
Gee, this is a treat.
I stopped by to see you. I'm on my way home from work.
Where have you been?
From school. At school today.
Oh, yes. You know, mm-hmm. Mrs. Saunders is a nursery school teacher. Do you have 4-year-old children in your class?
Yes, that's right.
I bet you sing to them, don't you?
Yes. Today we did a doing song.
Uh-huh.
And I thought maybe you'd like to hear it.
I would. Wouldn't you like to hear a doing song? What kind of things do you do in a doing song?
Well, you make motions with your finger and touch different parts of the body.
Want to do that with us?
Okay. Mr. Rogers, you're going to have to touch the parts of the body as I sing them out.
All
because
right.
I'm going to be playing the guitar.
Fine.
And I'll need your help.
Okay. Will you do it too? Whatever Mrs. Saunders sings about, we'll do.
Put your finger in the air, in the air. Put your finger in the air, in the air.
In the air.
Put your finger in the air and leave it there a year. Put your finger in the air, in the air. On your nose. Put your finger on your nose, on your nose.
On your nose.
Put your finger on your nose, on your nose.
Is it on your nose?
Put your finger on your nose and watch how it grows. Put your finger on your nose, on your toes.
Okay.
Or put your finger on your toes, on your toes.
On your toes. Touch
put
your, toes.
Your finger on your toes, on your toes.
On your toes.
Put your finger on your toes and watch how it grows. Put your finger on your toes. On your toe.
There it is.
Put your finger on your finger now. This
okay.
is the fun part.
Finger on your finger.
Put your finger on your finger on your finger.
Like that.
Put your finger on your finger on your finger. Put your finger on your finger on your finger on your finger. Put your finger on your finger on your finger in the air. One more time. Put your finger in the air.
In the air. Put your finger in the air, in the air.
Put your finger up in the air.
Put your finger in the air.
And leave it there a year.
A year.
Put your finger in the air, in the air.
You
didn't want me to leave it there for a
year. No, no.
I'm glad you put your fingers on those strings.
Yes.
Boy, do I like that.
You know, Mr. Rogers, I was just thinking the other day that I'd like to pretend that I would be singing a song with King Friday the 13th.
You
a
would?
A doing song.
Great. Well, let me show you some things that Robert Trow made. Some toys of the neighborhood of make-believe. That's Daniel's clock.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Isn't it?
Yes.
And this is X's tree. And here's King Friday's castle. That could help us make believe about being there.
Yes. Good.
Well, maybe you'd help us make believe, would you? That Mrs. Saunders is with King Friday at the castle singing a doing song. Would you do that?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Let's make believe together. All right?
I went to see my friend one day. He owned, he lives across the way. I asked him if he'd come out to play. He said it was a washing day.
Washing.
And this is the way he washed the clothes. Washed the clothes, washed the clothes. And this is the way he washed the clothes. He said it was a washing day. I went to see my friend one day. He only lives across the way. I asked him if he'd come out to play. He said it was an ironing day.
Ironing.
And this is the way he ironed the clothes. Ironed the clothes, ironed the clothes. And this is the way he ironed the clothes. He said it was an ironing day. I went to see my friend one day. He only lives across the way. I asked him if he'd come out to play. He said it was a sweeping day.
Sweep it.
And this is the way he sweeps the floor. Sweeps the floor, sweeps the floor. And this is the way he sweeps the floor. He said it was a sweeping day. I went to see my friend one day. He only lives across the way. I asked him if he'd come out to play. He said it was a scrubbing day.
Scrubbing.
And this is the way he scrubs the floor. Scrubs the floor, scrubs the floor. And this is the way he scrubs the floor. He said it was a scrubbing day.
Scrubbing, yes.
You two do so well.
Oh, thank you, yes.
Very well.
You know, Mrs. Saunders is a gifted musician.
And you, Friday, are a gifted doer.
Yes, I enjoy doing the scrubbing and the sweeping, the ironing and the washing. I'll pretend, of course. I practiced that one time before with Handyman Negri. You know, he plays the guitar, too.
I know, and I like the way he plays.
Why don't we ask him to come and play the guitar with Mrs. Saunders?
Would you like that, Mrs. Saunders?
I certainly would.
Well, good, then. Handyman Negri with guitar. Handyman Negri with guitar.
Handyman Negri with guitar.
Oh, Handyman Negri, I presume?
Correct, as always, Your Majesty.
You know Mrs. Saunders, of course.
Oh, of course. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
Yes, well, Handyman Negri... King Friday, myself, Queen Sarah, my queen, would like you to play something on your guitar while Mrs. Saunders plays something on her guitar.
Oh, I see, sir. Oh, that would be a duet, sir.
A duet, exactly.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Would you play a royal duet for us now?
Well, I think so, sir. I guess we could. Could we, Carol?
Yes. What would you like to play?
Well, you know, there's a song that I used to sing when I was a little boy, and it's called On the Bridge of Avignon. Do you know that song?
Yes, I do.
Sur le pont d'Avignon, we used to call it in French lessons.
Beg your pardon, sir?
Sur le pont d'Avignon, l'on y danse, l'on y danse. You know, that's the one.
Oh, yes, sur le pont d'Avignon.
Oh, not pond, sur le pont.
Sur le pont.
Le pont, it means on the bridge of Avignon. You know, there's a little bridge that goes out. It doesn't go anywhere. It just goes out from the city, and the ladies and gentlemen go out there, and they dance on the bridge.
Yes, sir. Yes, that's what it says. It says, the gentlemen go this way, and ladies then go this way, and they dance.
Would you two play that for me?
Yes, sir. Could we tune up for
you?
How about you?
Thank you.
key of D all right?
Fine.
All right. Shall we start? Thank you, Queen Sarah.
Lovely. Oh, I remember that well, yes. You are both now invited to the G room for something good to go with your guitars.
I would like that very much, sir, but I need to go over and help Lady Elaine with something very important. I hope you don't mind, sir.
Of course I mind, but carry on if you have duties in the community. Mrs. Saunders will join the Queen and me, won't you, Mrs. Saunders?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, some other time then, handyman.
Oh, of course, my queen.
You are excused, handyman,
Thank
to
you,
your
sir.
Duties.
Goodbye, Queen Sarah. Bye, Carol.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, I like Makeby leaving with you, Mrs. Saunders. That was beautiful. Do you like to play duets?
Yes, I do. I enjoy it a great deal.
You and Handyman Negri certainly played well together.
Thank you.
Would you be able to stay and have something to eat with me?
I'm sorry, Mr. Rogers. I won't be able to stay. I have to go home and feed my cat.
Oh.
That's one of the first things I have to do when coming from work.
I see. Well, maybe...
feed the cat.
Maybe you'd take some fruit with you.
Oh, thank you. I'll take the red apple. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, too. Well, thank you.
It's been fun, Mr. Rogers.
You're doing songs and you're make-believing... Will you stop by any time you have something like that for us?
Sure, I will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Give my best to your four-year-old class.
Thank you.
Bye, Mrs. Saunders. Very special neighbor, Mrs. Saunders. I think maybe I should put this fruit in the refrigerator. Is that the back door? No, that's the telephone ring. It has a different ring from the back door. Hello? Oh, hi. It's Mr. Tro. No, I haven't checked yet. On the front porch? He says there's something on the front porch for us. Is it another part of the model? Okay, I'll look. Can you hold on just a second? All right, just a minute. Let's look on the front porch and see. Oh, here. Yes, it's there. I've got it. Oh. Museum go round. That'll help with our make-believing. I'll stop by and see you another day. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. This will really help with make-believe. To have a museum go around. You see the words, museum go around? Oh, another box. Are there any words on this one? Here they are, very small, but can you see them? Museum go round. Look at the way he wrote that. He's a very clever man, Robert Troll. Part of the wall. Oh, look at the museum go round. Let's see if it really does go around. It does. You know, Handyman Negri was leaving the castle to go to see Lady Elaine Fairchild at her museum go-round. why don't you and I pretend that she's waiting for him and he's going to come there soon? Okay? Let's make it go around and go to the real neighborhood of make-believe.
Have a nice swing, museum. Oh, I want to talk with Handyman Negri. I wonder where he is. Handyman
Negri.
Hello. Oh, there you are at last.
Well, I got here as quickly as I could, but King Fry wanted me to do something for him, and I just couldn't get here any sooner.
You're lucky. You're always getting to do things.
Well, now how can I help you?
I'm tired of being a lady. I want to be a handyman and do things all the time.
Well, but Lady Elaine, I mean, ladies do things.
What, besides washing and ironing and sweeping and scrubbing?
Oh, it's true, they do those things. But ladies have jobs, too, you know.
What?
I mean, ladies are teachers, and they're doctors and storekeepers. And their mothers.
Mm-hmm.
And they, all kinds of workers. Look at Mrs. Saunders. She's a teacher.
Teacher. That's a great idea. If I were a teacher, uh-huh. I could get other people to do what I told them to do. Do this. Run over there and write this down and add this up. And...
No. Oh, slow down just a minute. No. You know, the best teachers try to find out what their students like to do.
Oh, I think I'd rather be a bus driver.
A bus driver?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess you could do that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? When people would come here to the museum ground to visit, and you wouldn't be here, well, they'd really miss you.
They would?
Yeah, and the museum would just get all mixed up.
All mixed up, you say?
Yeah.
This museum go round. Get all mixed up without me.
That's right, Lady Elaine. I mean, you're needed here. You know, you really keep this place swinging.
I do. Yeah. Woo! Swing, museum, go round. Swing, museum, go round. Swing. The museum needs me, you say.
Yes, it does.
Isn't that nice?
Uh-huh. You're a real handy lady, Lady Elaine.
What did you say?
I said you're a handy lady.
A handy lady.
Sure.
Just like you're a handy man. A handy lady.
That's right. And you know something? There are lots of handy ladies in this world. I mean, ladies do lots of wonderful things.
Ladies do lots of wonderful things.
They sure do.
Well, come on, handy man. Come and visit a handy lady in a museum. I like that. A handy lady.
A handy lady and a handy man take care of lots of things. A handy lady and a handy man in a museum go round that swings. A handy lady and a handy man take care of lots of things.
Lots of things.
A handy lady and a handy man in a museum go round that swings. Join me.
A handy lady and a handy man
take care of lots of things.
Lots of things.
A handy lady and a handy man in a museum go round that swings.
That swings.
A handy lady and a handy man in a museum go round that swings.
A handy lady and a handy man in a museum go round that swings.
A handy lady and a handy man take care of lots of things. A handy lady and a handy man in a museum go round that swings. Oh, Handyman Negri really made Lady Elaine feel good, didn't he? Well, I bet you know a lot of things that ladies do. Sure, a lot of jobs that they do. Could think of a lot of them. Well, one job we have are putting away our toys. Come along, tree. And castle. I loved hearing that duet, the guitars. some food for you, fish. See you tomorrow. Sometimes you think you'd just like to be somebody else. Mm-hmm. And after a while, you realize there are lots of things you can do yourself. That's right. You know, I like you just the way you are. I'm glad you're one of the people who comes to Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Will you come tomorrow? Okay. Then you and I will be together. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. 4, 2, 1, 2. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day a special day for me. You know how, don't you? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and I like you exactly as you are. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations. Thank you.